Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, scientists say that Apple is peaking. Okay. Not like peaking, but peaking.
Is it because of the weather? Because I know when it gets cold, it does not do well for the apple trees.
No. The apple is peaking. The scientist predicts that they've run out of new features to add to their cell phones.
Oh, that Apple.
Yes, Apple.
I was like, man, they come up with new Apple stuff every day. Apple strawberry, Apple kiwi. I think they've still got a lot left to go there.
Okay.
But Apple products. You know, people, if a scientist says that, they're an idiot. Because that's like the guy in the 1800s who worked for the patent office who said everything that ever needs to be patented has been patented and there won't be any need for a patent office. Boy, is he wrong.
Okay.
If you predict against technology, you're a moron.
Right.
There's something new around the corner that none of us have thought of yet that some genius has thought of that we all need, and they're going to put it in some Apple product.
They're probably already working on it. We just don't know. It's like behind closed doors.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So that's a stupid thing to say. Now, if they said, like, from a sales point of view, hey, right now Apple seems to have slowed down and not been introducing new products, I agree. But to think they may not have some coming is stupid.
Mm-hmm. Well, what else could the cell phone do for you? I mean, it's done pretty much everything except wash and fold your clothes.
A ton.
Okay.
I'd like to have a printer, like either a picture printer.
Yep. Okay.
Or if I've got a file, I just need to hit print and it comes out of my phone.
When our parents had like that Kodak camera that would...
Polaroid.
Yeah, Polaroid camera.
They're still out there.
Yeah, are they really?
Yeah, they are.
Okay, but it would just come out your phone. You take the picture right there, and you hand it to your friend.
That'd be neat.
But you still, I mean, you're sending those phone, you know, is it really practical to have that?
It will be one day when technology gets good enough. It'll be thin enough to fit in those phones, and it'll spit them out.
But we don't even use pictures now.
You'd be surprised, Hawk. My daughter loves, she doesn't have a Polaroid, but it's a Fine Pix or something. And it's basically a Polaroid camera, but it's super crappy, tiny little pictures that are 2.5 inches by 1.5 inches.
That's one of the hot items. I don't know that specific brand, but
they love
one of the hot items this season for kids.
Retro is cool.
Right.
Just like old 8-bit games are cool all of a sudden.
Listen, you know what? I've been looking for a Nintendo 64. You go online, and I have to go to eBay and try to get like cartridges.
Mm-hmm.
They're going like crazy. Because they've done some of the retro NES systems and the Genesis systems.
Yeah.
And they got all the games on them. Well, they haven't done that for the Nintendo 64 yet.
Got you.
So, a little retro there. Anyway, what else could the phone do besides, you know, print a little picture for you?
Tons of stuff. Here's some of the things you're not seeing with the phone. The more they connect to each other, the more it's going to get all of us together. So, like, when I'm walking downtown and Heidi's 50 yards from me, it'll pop up, hey, Heidi, your friend Heidi is near you. And I'll be like, hide that, hide me.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, that alarm goes off. Oh, no, that's the Tom alarm.
Yeah.
Quick, duck.
And she's like, oh, no, Tom's near me. Or there's ways that it'll tell you, I mean, I'm not the guy who's thought of this stuff.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, they've got new ways to make our phones do things for us. They're going to have phones sooner or later that'll do, like, temperature imaging of a room, and it'll show the room in different temperatures, and people will use it to check their air conditioner to make sure the vent's blowing cold enough.
Well, they already have apps for that, don't they?
I don't know if there's any temperature sensors in the phones.
Well, you know, and I know that they have the smart TVs out there that do a lot of stuff. FBI says that smart TV's spying on you. Pretty soon, your cell phone will be spying on you as well.
I think your phone already is spying on you.
Oh, is it? Okay. But, you know, like they call it the smart TV, and is it truly a smart TV? I think a truly smart TV would, like, automatically turn up the volume when you're eating, like, potato chips. And
it's oh, that's true.
It'd be great. Like, you know, you start to crunch, and it all of a sudden just turn up the TV for
the
you.
Car does that. Mine does.
It turns up as you go faster.
Right.
Or a truly smart TV would, like, you know, you'd lose your remote, and it would tell you where that remote is.
That's doable.
Have you looked in the cushions of your couch?
Mine's the pillows of my bed.
Okay.
That's where I lose my remote.
Yeah, okay. Well, just to let you know, the smart TVs, they may be spying on you. And if you've ever wondered that if radio or if we are spying on you, yes, we are.
We are?
Yeah.
Ooh, look at that. Look at what they're wearing.
Do not listen to us while you're taking a shower.
Do listen to us while you're taking a shower. I want to see where this is. Yeah.
Peepa, we see you this morning.
Aww. How come y'all didn't tell me about this?
You just got to look up at your monitor there.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh. Who is that?
That's Ted.
Oh, can we change the channel?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.